Hello, everyone, and welcome to the NAREIT podcast. I'm Alan Kenny, editorial director with NAREIT. And joining me on the phone today is Jacob Friedman, CEO of United Realty Partners. Jacob, how are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Doing very well, thank you. Jacob's going to talk with us today about rising inflation. And so I want to go ahead and start off. First of all, Jacob, with the Federal Reserve pumping liquidity in the economy through quantitative easing, I think that's almost certainly going to prompt an increase in inflation. What do you think that means for retirement funds?
Well, I think that that's very impactive, and I think it's critical that people consider the impact of what that inflation might look like tomorrow. You know, we've lived in a very nice 25-year period with pretty limited inflation, but you just have to think back to 1980 when our prime rate wasn't 3.25% like it is today, but it topped out at over 20%. And people were able to buy certificates of deposit at 14% or better. And, you know, while that sounds very enticing, I guess that the pain in getting there may not make it so enticing. So my view is that we are going to have inflation, especially with the amount of liquidity being printed by QE3 and the amount of money being poured into the system. And so with the Fed's devaluing of the currency, if we get to inflation anywhere near the kind of interest rate inflation we had in the late 70s or early 80s, it could devastate people's retirement portfolios if they're invested in fixed income or liquid securities. Think about it like this. If you have a conservative bond portfolio, today, you're probably lucky to be getting 3% on your money. If interest rates go to 6%, that very safe investment portfolio you think you have probably is worth about half of what it's worth today. And if interest rates go to 9%, that portfolio is probably worth 25% of what it's worth today. And when that happens, it's too late to do something else. So I think the important thing is people should be considering maybe taking a part of those more conservative liquid portfolios and certainly fixed income and investing in something more akin to a hard asset that could give them some inflation protection. And when you think about the world of hard assets, you know, you've got precious metals and commodities that'll work as a hedge against inflation, but many investors don't know how or don't want to invest in pork bellies or orange juice or gold bars even. And even if you do, that doesn't really generate much of current income. In fact, it'll generate zero current income. So if you're looking for a hard asset investment that can generate both current income and, if it's the right kind of asset, inflation protection, I think a good place to look is real estate.
Okay, so when you say real estate investment, what does that mean for REITs?
Well, not all REITs invest directly in real estate. All REITs invest in real estate related assets. So obviously you have mortgage REITs. Mortgage REITs typically invest in mortgages. A mortgage may not provide you with inflation protection. Some REITs invest in triple net leases. And my personal view is that single tenant triple net leases are probably more akin to bonds than they are to what I consider more traditional real estate. So to me, real estate is equity investments in assets that have inflation-protected leases, where in the event that we do see an inflationary cycle, the revenue lines will be able to maintain increasing rents to support increasing expenses and hopefully increasing net operating income, which hopefully will give you value enhancement.
So for REITs, are you anticipating then that they'll see greater use in portfolios for inflation hedging?
Well, again, you know, and speaking generally, because I don't speak about our REIT publicly, we sponsor a REIT, but I think that if one's inclined to invest in real estate, and they are considering the options as a smaller investor, You know, certainly they can be a direct investor in real estate, but that certainly comes with a variety of management responsibilities and sometimes headaches that most people don't want to deal with. And usually a smaller investor is not able to access large commercial real estate assets, either because of lack of capital or lack of experience. So an alternative, of course, is to invest in a third-party manager who is running a REIT, and I think that's a good investment, obviously, with the right manager. Each investment opportunity carries risk, and every REIT is different. I think an investor should look at the underlying assets, the underlying management, how long they've been there. Are they legacy assets? Were they bought, you know, at the top of the market, or were they bought, you know, after the top of the market collapsed? So I think that's all impacted. But in general, I think a REIT investment in a true equity REIT is probably a good way to invest in real estate as a smaller investor.
All right. Well, Jacob, I really appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much.
All right, folks. Again, that was Jacob Friedman, CEO with United Realty Partners. And thank you all for joining us for this edition of the NAREIT Podcast.